let's get started.
Wait, just a minute, partner.
No. Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode number 2 of Shutters Inc. With me on the line from Melbourne via Skype is our professional photographer extraordinaire, Shelton Muller. How are you, Shelton?
I'm very well, Bruce. Extraordinaire. Oh, thank you very much.
No worries, mate. We'll see if we can come up with a different adjective every week.
Last week, I was a guru, if That's I remember right. correctly. I felt like sitting cross-legged on the floor.
Oh. Mate, it was a fantastic first week in terms of the podcast.
Good.
The last time I checked, Shutters Inc. had about 60 downloads for the week, which
good.
For a first week, I think is pretty good.
We'll keep building on that, Bruce, I'd say. There's a lot of people out there who love photography as much as I do.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe more.
So, mate, tell me about the 7D. I am just hanging to find out.
You've been waiting 168 hours for me to tell you this, haven't you, mate?
Absolutely.
It's a great camera, I tell you what. I mean, I'm a bit of a Minolta lover because I started out on Minoltas many, many years ago.
And, right.
I have always had a fondness for them. I was speaking with the Minolta people a few years ago who said that no, they will not bring out an interchangeable SLR digital camera because they felt that there were too many issues with dust getting into the camera and all that and on the CCD, and they preferred to have enclosed units like the Damage 7 and the A1, etc. However,
I think a free market economy was soon going to put paid to that idea.
I think so. The demand was too high, and they needed to address it. And when they did address it, I tell you what, they got it right.
Yeah.
They really got it right. This is a lovely, lovely camera. It's a 6.1 megapixel camera.
Right.
So, you know, I thought perhaps that they could have come up with maybe an 8 or something, which is what the latest generation of digital SLRs are. But then, as we were discussing last week, hey, if you got 6, you got plenty, really.
Yeah.
It has a very large screen on the back, much larger than its contemporaries. It's a 2.5-inch screen, and you don't think necessarily that it's a big deal, but it is a big deal, because the larger the screen, the easier to check the menu, the easier it is to see your images. When you magnify them, it's sort of so much better. The functionality of the camera is excellent. It's designed so that if you are used to using film SLRs, you can use this. They follow very similar lines. Not everything is tucked in behind a menu.
That was one of the things that really blew me away, because I just went down to my local camera house and stood there and had a play with it for like 10 minutes.
Yes.
So I haven't had a week with it like you've had. But the thing that really blew me away about it was how almost every function which can alter the look of your photograph,
mm-hmm.
whether that be, you know, the shutter speed or the film speed or the aperture or...
Yep.
Every one of those sorts of functions was instantly accessible off the body of the camera without having to dive into a menu and a submenu. And
when you're taking pictures, that is so important.
Absolutely.
So your love of this camera has been warranted, because it really is a beauty. It's got a 14-segment honeycomb pattern metering, which is excellent.
Yep.
Very, very accurate metering. Adjustable ISO from 100 to 3200.
That's a pretty sweet range for a digital.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, a very low noise, very good. It uses compact flash type 1 and 2 or micro drive, so you've got an option there. It gives you shoots in RAW and JPEG. So when it comes to all the stuff that you really want from a camera, it's fabulous. Now, if you've been a Minolta user in film, you're just going to want this camera.
Yeah.
And your lenses will fit.
That's me.
And off you go. Well, get out and buy one. You know what I really, really think has been the smartest thing, though?
What's that?
Well, a little while ago, as you'd know, Canon brought out the image stabilizer lenses.
Yep.
Shortly thereafter, Nikon brought out the vibration reduction lenses, which were fabulous. So you could put this lens on, and inbuilt in the lens was technology whereby if there's a bit of camera shake, a slow shutter speed, it changed the light path and sharpened your photograph. Now, Minolta have said, that's a great idea, but why don't we make it possible that every lens that you put on this body is vibration reduction, or as Konica Minolta call it, anti-shake.
Yep.
So you don't have to buy a special lens. Any lens that you put on the camera is anti-shake, because what they've done is they've mounted the CCD in the camera on a little platform that senses movement, such as camera shake, and moves against the flow. So if,
are you saying that even if I use one of my old analog Minolta lenses or my Tamron lens or whatever, that will still get the benefit of the anti-shake?
If it's a Minolta A-type, yes, from the latest film SLRs, yes. Simply because the CCD does all the anti-shake work. It's not technology that's built into the lens in the case of Nikon and Canon. Yeah, it's actually in the body. Now, nice. Konica and Minolta say that you can get an extra 3 stops. Now, that doesn't mean that you can hold this camera at 1 second or 2 seconds or 3 seconds, but what it does mean is that you would possibly get a much better photograph at 1/8 or 1/15 or 1/30 of a second with anti-shake technology than you would if you didn't. And I know that from having had this camera this week, that that is absolutely true.
Wow.
So, I don't know about you, but I hate flash.
Yeah.
And straight-on flash, absolutely the most horrible thing. If you've got beautiful window light, beautiful ambient light, and then you go boof because you have to throw some flash on it, otherwise you don't get the picture, what's the point of taking the picture? You ruin the whole evocative light situation that you've got.
Yep.
This camera, if you're a wedding photographer, if you're a child portrait photographer, if you're someone who likes spontaneous, available light shooting, this camera is perfect for that. It's absolutely because of that anti-shake technology. You can shoot in available light, you take spontaneous photographs in that light, and get sharp images.
Wow.
And to me, that is just such great technology.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So go down to Camera House again, Bruce, and don't look at it this time. Just buy the darn thing.
Oh, I've got to find the money, matey.
Well, when you do start making millions from this podcasting, not that you need millions. I mean, the camera is, you know, around the 2-ish mark body only, but around the 2.5 to 2.8 mark with a lens, the 70 to 35 or the 28 to 100. It's a fabulous camera for the price. Now, if you can't afford the 7D, the 5D is out, but I haven't got a price on that yet. So it has a few features short of the 7D, and it will be a little bit cheaper. I don't know whether that the features difference between the 7D and the 5D will worry most people. I think it's been a real smart move that they brought out the 5D so that you know, more people can afford to get into, you know, Konica Minolta digital SLRs. There's a lot of Konica Minolta or previously Minolta film users out there who love the gear, have the lenses, and were waiting for these cameras to come out.
Yeah.
And it's a real smart thing that they've done. Not just to bring out a digital SLR that uses Konica Minolta A-type bayonet mount lenses, but one that has anti-shake technology, produces a really lovely image straight out of the camera, and that allows them to move forward and still retain their system and system accessories.
Sure. And I guess if you do want to check out the differences between the 5D and the 7D, you could always go to dpreview.com.
Yep.
They have a fantastic feature where you can select multiple cameras and then see all of the features side by side.
Between them, yes, absolutely. I know that the 5D there's not a huge difference when it comes to, you know, anything in the way of picture quality, just a few features short of the 7D. But the 7D really has been designed for the professional. The 5D will be beautiful in the hands of a serious enthusiast. It really will.
Cool. All right, mate. Well, that sounds like a wrap.
Thank you.
I'm still supremely jealous.
Hey, Bruce, I've got to give it back, mate. Okay, so you won't be jealous next week because it's got to go back.
Hey, Minolta, send it up to me for a week.
I'll see what I can arrange. I know the people. I'll see what I can arrange.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week, Sheldon.
I'm looking forward to it, Bruce. Thank you.
All right, mate. Take care.
You too.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod. From audio2u.com. Audio2u delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear
when you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Audio2u.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
control V to bookmark.
Audio2u.com.